Eli, when you see this Rams team defensively, what do you see?
They're a talented team. They got a good front seven. Got a lot of speed. Their corners play well, so they do a good job getting to the quarterback. Good job stopping the run. So we gotta be sound up front. Know our assignments. They got some good players, and we gotta win on time and our receivers but play a good bit of man and so it gives you some opportunities to make some plays.
As one of the leaders, what's your reaction to some of the stuff that's going on this year with the discipline?
Yeah, that happens. We got to handle our business. We got to make sure we're doing things right. I think everybody knows the reasoning for why they're occurring. We got to obviously go about our business. And then when guys come back, you don't think about it. You keep going.
Eli, a couple of years.
It doesn't seem to happen quite that often. I've never seen twice in a month of guys getting suspended for violating team rules. Have you seen that? And you said it happens. Is that something you've seen? And what do you?
I don't think we think much about it. Hey, we got to play a game. We got to go. Guys understand there's rules. You got to follow them. We got to handle our business.
Eli, a couple of years.
The reasoning for why this is happening. What is the reasoning?
There's been two of them. Both of them had the reasons. Coach. I'm sure Coach talked to you about those things. Our job is to play the game. Go out there, be here for practice, be here for everything we're supposed to be doing, and go out there and compete.
Eli, a couple of your former teammates have said, it's up to you guys to play for each other, to give a quote unquote damn. Do you sense that that's maybe been missing a little bit, maybe not as present as it was last year?
Nothing. I think guys are competing. Guys are playing their tails off. We've lost some close games. We've lost some. We've had some things not go our way. So we're just trying to figure out how we're going to be able to hang in there. Keep games close and win some tight football games. So that's just I think guys are playing for each other. Guys are doing everything they've been asked to do, and we just got to do a little bit better.
Eli, coming off the bye week, is it a chance to hit the reset button and kind of start fresh, especially offensively for you guys?
I think it's just the time to, get a little rest, understand, the circumstances we've gone through, but understand what we have, be excited about our opportunities to go out there, compete every week, and excited about, just figuring out what guys do well. How can we put them in position to do the things they do well so we can be successful as a team and as an offense.
Eli, how disappointing is it for you that the two of the veteran guys you guys were counting on have now been suspended? It's not like rookies or young guys. These are guys who have been around forever. You were counting on being huge parts of this team.
Hey, it's about the team. It's about everybody, coming together. The guys that are here this week, got a lot of guys who are paid to play, and we're gonna go out there and go play and go find a way to get a win.
What do you say about the perception that it's a lack of respect towards Ben, that guys are breaking his rules?
No, I don't think that's the case. I don't think it's a deal kind of on purpose being trying to break rules or trying to do anything. I think it's just some unfortunate events.
Do you think it's happening because of the losing third? You think when you're 1-6, that stuff happens?
I don't think so. I think it's just been a couple cases of stuff going wrong and have to, you're put in a position where you have to discipline them.
When you say stuff going wrong, I mean, it's not like you slipped. It's not like you fell down. Like these are stuff going wrong it happened. It's significant enough to where they have to be suspended.
Well, you have to ask the guys Coach McAdoo, ask the guys what exactly went wrong. So, not my, I don't know all the full story of everything.